The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Auntie Vera, would you have Big Fatty over again? And is there any plans to visit the Fat Cave from my boss boy? Lovey, I would have him over in a second. He is a dear, dear man. As much as I, as much as we toy and play and, you know, we've toned down, or I've toned down, or both of us have toned down the adversarial stuff, which is good because, you know, snark can lead to bad things. We still play back and forth with that adversarial shit. But the fact of the matter is, my husband's favorite expression, the fact of the matter is he's a charming man. I would love to have him over again and dance with him in my living room like I did with the piano playing that I mentioned earlier. As far as visiting the Fat Cave, I don't think there's a chance in hell because I've had the Fat Cave described to me and I think I would rather step into a dirty gorilla cage than I'd rather step into the Fat Cave. Plus, I don't see us going down to the open-minded capital of the world of South Carolina.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And he is a dear, dear man.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1384 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of May, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list. Big Fatty, that's the shortest list I've ever seen, except for that blank piece of paper. Hello, time travelers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, Big Fatty is a little bit late. Excuse me, a little bit late recording today's little show, y'all, because it was a gentleman called Big Fatty, and he approached me on the Grand Doctor, Big Fatty, and y'all, this is a regular gentleman caller. He goes, Big Fatty, I may have masturbated, y'all. You know that Jocelyn Elders, what was her title? The Surgeon General. You know, she was always telling people about masturbation. Well, he was, oh, Big Fatty, I may have masturbated too much, and my bobo is kind of raw. Big Fatty, he says, at the moment I'm worried about it, and I'm unable to achieve or leave behind flaccidity. Big Fatty, isn't that a TV show on the CW? No, that's a different thing. He says, I was wondering if you might be able to help me and see if I can get the blood flowing, so to speak. I said, I am always interested in helping out in a medical malady. So y'all, he came over and, believe it or not, we were able to work some things out. Big Fatty, I think you were working it in, Big Fatty. anyway, y'all, everything is working just fine, and he left a satisfied customer, coming to, Fatty's clinic. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, Fatty's clinic. Anyway, so y'all, it was real nice. It was a really nice surprise. I wasn't expecting that. But at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Vons, yo yo yo, and y'all, I chose the Vons for a couple of reasons. Number one, I've got to correct an error that I made with her, because Big Fatty was incorrect about something. But y'all, are you aware what was happening to, I say, Chew years ago? Y'all, on the third Thursday of May 2011, y'all, Big Fatty had flown in to the Southern California area, and y'all, the next day, the 20th of Big Fatty, the third Friday, which was the 20th that year, Big Fatty and Dr. E. Pluribus Stone, y'all, we were invited over to the mansion there in Walnut Hills, and y'all had the day before the end of the world, so it was the Last Supper. And then we stayed overnight. So I know the dates aren't quite right, but y'all, I'm just going by the third Thursday and the third Friday, and that would have been the 19th and 20th. And y'all, since I'm not going to be around, or there won't be a little show on the 19th, but since I'm not going to be around on the 20th, I wanted to mention that. And I had spoken to old Von Z, yo, about it early, and I had said it had been 3 years, but it's only been two years. So it hadn't been quite as long as Big Fatty had thought. Big Fatty, it's a good thing we're not paying you to think. So y'all, first of all, I ought to tell you, I'm working half day in the coal mine today, Thursday, and y'all, then I'm off to the Horror Hotel, and I'll be at the Horror Hotel on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and y'all, then I'm off to Hatlanta on Sunday morning, and I will be in Hatlanta from Sunday the 19th, and I'll be returning on Monday the 27th. Now, y'all, I know there are some of you going, no, Big Fatty, no! But y'all have no fear. Y'all, that is my lunch, and I had one of those baked onions with the whoosh, 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 and butter. And y'all, some green beans, and for supper, I'm going to have a garden salad. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I'm trying to clean out the Frigidaire, because I'm getting ready to leave, and y'all, you don't want to leave shit in the Frigidaire to spoil while you're gone, so you eat it before it spoils. But anyway, y'all, all next week, and on Monday the 27th, which is Memorial Day in the U.S. of A., Big Fatty's got something special planned for you. So y'all just tune in. There'll be a brand new little show each of those days. But y'all, just being upfront and honest with everybody, these are going to be pre-recorded. So I'm working feverishly to get those taken care of before I hit the pavement, so to speak. So anyway, Big Fatty, and may I just say that while we are gone, I will not be able to do my drinks with all of my friends on the Drinks with Friends. So please don't forget Poodle, but it's too much. It's just too much, and Big Fatty won't let me take the absorbent iPad with me. Well, Poodle, I'm sure everyone will understand. Y'all, now I will still be playing the Words with Friends and the What the Phrase and the, what is that other one called? That Peter G plays it with me. I don't know what it is. Scramble, that's it. Big Fatty. But anyway, so y'all, that's kind of a preview of what's to come. Big Fatty, can we do something from the past? I believe we can. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're going to try to catch up on some of these sensei. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, our first sensei today is from somebody who's just disappeared, y'all. And y'all, if you ever hear from Larkin, please tell him that Big Fatty's been thinking about him. And I'm worried about him. But, you know, sometimes you just have to take a break from things. So, Larkin, you're missed. You're missed by many is all I've got to say. Larkin census says he's lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a semi-lurker. Big Fatty, that may have to be revised. he's been listening to the BFO since the Little Fatty Cast. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes! And y'all, he's scratched out, but only from other little shows. Big Fatty, he's gone! He's gone! When did you exit the birth canal? September the 9th, 1966. How much bacon do you eat each month? 2 pounds or so. What's your favorite BFO episode? They all sound the same to me. What's your favorite BFO segment? I don't understand. I only hear nattering. Big Freddy, that's the best segment, nattering. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? That you would have one show with content. Big Freddy, it's no wonder he's gone. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. All right, get on it, Larkin. Y'all tell Larkin he's promised me that he'd call again. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No, mercifully. Participated in a puppet show? He says he's watched one, y'all. And describe the last time you shat your pants. Have had my body under control since I was a baby. Big Fatty, he's full of it, too. Larkin, thank you so much. I hope we hear from you soon. Y'all, somebody else we hadn't heard from in a while. Also out there in the California, out there near the Walnut Hills, y'all. It's Ian. You know, Ian went to the Price is Right with Big Fatty. Ian lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. Is a semi-lurker. Been listening for 3 pus. Big Fatty, 3+ years. She knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. Exited the birth canal November the 5th, 1974. How much bacon do you eat each month? Once or twice? Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. What is your favorite BFO episode? All, but I love the gays. Big Fatty. What is your favorite BFO segment? Too soon. And the Horror Hotel. Well, Ian, Big Fatty is on her way. Big Fatty on his way to the Horror Hotel, so maybe you'll get to hear some special nattering. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? If anything changes, it will not be our beloved BFO, Big Fatty. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. We'll get on it there, Ian. Have you visited the surface of the sun? Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No. Describe the last time you shat your pants. Never. I'm a lady. Big Freddy. That's what Larkin said also. y'all, let's read the Ginger Bears, okay? Big Fatty, okay. Y'all, the Ginger Bears. Wait a minute. I didn't open it. Big Fatty, you gotta open it. it says, the Ginger Bear lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. Big Fatty, I think he unsubscribed. That might have to be updated. How long you been listening? I have been listening since day one. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, and I think, Big Fatty, I think he now knows how to unsubscribe from the BFO. When did you exit the birth canal? March the 5th, 1977. How much bacon do you eat each month? Not as much as you, but enough. What's your favorite BFO episode? Any episode with a fart or a burp in it. Big Fatty, he loves them all. What's your favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Well, maybe the Ginger Bear should call in. Big Fatty something. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? There's nothing. Nothing I would change on your little show. It is perfect the way you have it now, which is why I've unsubscribed. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, but Big Fatty, I think he thinks he calls more often than he actually does. Visited the surface of the sun? No! Participated in a puppet show? No! The last time you shot your pants, last time I shot myself was about 4 years ago. I was in the Vons East working when I thought I had to pass a little gas. Let's just say I had to go home and return back to work. Big Fatty, did he put on those pillowcase underpants when he went home? Probably so. Y'all, our next one, Tara. By the way, y'all, I saw that Tara was, she's up there in Michigan. She is preparing for some sort of big quiz. I don't know if it's a quiz program or not, but it's a big quiz. So we send out good vibes to her. Tara in Michigan. It's right around the corner from your grandson's old house. Big Fatty. She lives in the only time zone that matters. She's a listener and a semi-lurker. Been listening since the way back. Day one, baby. Big Fatty. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No! When did you exit the birth canal? November 18th, 1975. Big Fatty. She is a young'un. How much bacon do you eat? I do not partake of the animals. Big Fatty. What is your favorite episode? The Crema Skitette. Hamming it up. What is your favorite segment? Hamming it up with Big Fatty. I'm still waiting for Rob Lindley to fix it. Big Fatty, she does go way back. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? I got nothing, she says. I got nothing. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again one of these days. Get on it, Tara. Visited the surface of the sun? No. Participated in a puppet show? No, thank you. Describe the last time you shat your pants. A lady never shats and tells. Love you, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that seems to be a standard answer, that a lady does not shat and tell. Big Fatty. Well, y'all, speaking about a lady shatting and telling, y'all, if you're gonna read Tara's, you better read Naught's. He dictated this to Tara in Michigan. He lives in Mexico. He's a semi-lurker. How long you been listening to the BFO? Oh, God, bloody ages. Big Freddy. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but only other little shows. When did you exit the birth canal? October the 16th, 1975. And y'all, he writes it backwards. How much bacon do you eat each month? I got a big zero there. Big Fatty. What is your favorite BFO episode? The one where BF opened a giant bottle of Tanqueray. Y'all, that's the one that Naught sent to Big Fatty. Y'all, it was a big fucking bottle, too. What's your favorite BFO segment? The closing theme music. Big Fatty, he's ugly. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? More kittens, mayonnaise, tasting segments, and a lot more drunky episodes. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, but the bitch has stopped connecting me. I don't know what that means. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? I will once I've obtained a water cannon. Participated in a puppet show? No. Describe the last time you shat your pants. Please clarify. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I didn't quite get that last part out. It says, please clarify. Do I have to be wearing pants? Big Fatty, I think he shats the bed. Well, probably so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, and you're back here tomorrow for the Friday show. I guess that's about it. Yes, Big Fatty, why don't you, shall we just listen to the music and then let the Vons speak at the very end? Okay, well, we can do that. Poodle, why don't you ask Vonsie the question? Vonsie, what will you never say to Big Fatty?
He is a dear, dear man.
Oh, does he know that?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.